Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thinking about our wonderful gathering and how wonderful it was.
Was that not nice?
Kick back and enjoy everybody's company. It's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I love it too. And we have water baptisms, you know, those that have made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. And we had two of those.
Yeah. Pretty exciting, huh?
It was very exciting. And also, what was very exciting is the very fact that myself and Pat, myself and Blake. Sorry about that, Blake. Myself and Blake beat you and Pat Hamilton in a game of sandbag box. What is it called?
Cornhole. But I wasn't going to bring up that touchy subject since the rules were changing quite often. But that's okay. You won.
That's so sad. He's not even a good loser, does he? Either way, it wasn't for Blake. Blake scored all the points, and I was like taking him away and all
that. That was fun. We had a good time.
We had a really good. Something was bothering Pat over the tree.
Something or
the
someone.
The tree was like rubbing against the back of his ear or something like that. I don't know.
We have footage.
Do we? Okay. But we had a great time. I just want to encourage you right here. You know, we love hearing from you. Maybe you just recently got water baptized or you haven't. You know, you've made a decision to follow Jesus Christ and you haven't followed him in baptism. And that's the one thing he talks about. He says, listen, go tell everybody about how awesome God's kingdom is, how awesome Jesus Christ is. And those that make him the Lord of their life, those that believe, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the words of Jesus. He talks about that. And so following him, water baptism is so powerful. And it was so cool. My grandson, my grandson, David Walters, he's given his life to the Lord, but he got water baptized, and God gave him a dream right before the night before or so. It was something like this. I might mess it up, but he can tell me different. He was in the water, and his water was cold, but in this dream, but he was hot. Mm. And it was like the fire of God was on him, going down in the water and coming out, and all of a sudden it's just like 20 pounds heavier coming out of the water.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That is amazing, when you see that. And that's what happens. Something so important about water baptism that although it doesn't save you, it represents you're making a decision that you're going down in the water with Christ and coming back up again. Because remember, Jesus was buried in the tomb, but on the third day, he was raised. So you're going down in Christ
and joining him.
And you're dying to yourself, basically, and being risen in Christ. And believe me, all of heaven sees this and celebrates, including
so
second
all of
heaven.
Hell. Yes, right.
Yeah, because they found out in a church planting movement for over a long period of time, it wasn't until they started baptizing the believers did they become under great attack that would come down on them, because that was a definite decision, and the enemy knew that he had lost those men and women.
Well, it's a public decision too.
I've
seen that in other nations where you see many families that were, following in different religions, they actually disown their children or their other family the moment they get baptized.
Which also says, that when Jesus says, be baptized publicly like that, it's a public decision.
Absolutely.
And so people say that my faith is private. It's like
up
until the point when you're water baptized in front of the whole world.
That's right.
I think about, too, what's the actor that was in Israel? He went to
Mario
the River
Lopez.
Jordan. Mario Lopez. We had him on VFN TV. You can go back and you could see it at VFNKB.com or on our YouTube channel, whatever. But it was just powerful. He was there and he confessed his faith in Jesus Christ. And he said he was asked those very powerful questions. And without a doubt, he said, yes, I'm all Jesus. I'm going to serve him all the days of my life, he said.
And maybe it's been a long time since you've been baptized. Maybe you were baptized as a child and you're saying, I want to get baptized again. I'm following the Lord. I've made a decision to make Jesus Lord of my life. And I got baptized when I was a child, but I wasn't baptized as an adult. This is a perfect time to get baptized. I encourage you to do so.
Yeah, I think it's important, too. You don't need a $3 million building with a $7 million baptism pool. You can do it in the ocean. We actually did it in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, this swimming pool has had a lot of baptisms in it. And it's just been exciting. I know your daughter got baptized
Maya. Yes, she did. My daughter, Maya, got baptized. It was wonderful to be able to baptize her. And it just means so much, you know, yeah. It just means so much. And I know it changed her life and changes everybody's life.
I thought it was pretty interesting, too, you know, because of the depth of the water when you were baptizing. When we were baptizing together, weren't we baptizing
yes,
together?
Yes, we were.
David,
yes.
My grandson, you almost went down with the water.
Is that what happened?
I thought you got rebaptized.
I was slipping. I was slipping.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, praise God. This is exciting to be able to do this. Listen, if you already made a decision for Jesus Christ, and many of you have, you know, you went to meet my father and you've made that decision for Christ, you know, it don't have to be all this religious ceremony. You know, it could be anybody, another Christian just baptizing you before the Lord. You want to be baptized and then
get it done. And listen, put your comments below. Don't forget to comment and let us know how you feel about water baptism. I just was speaking to someone last night who's watching on our YouTube channel. So encouraged. Your comments and the things that you say and comments below, they mean so much to us. And they mean a lot to the people who are reading them as well.
Yeah, and not only that, if you can, you know, go to friends@vfnkb.com and send us your actually baptism video. We'd love to see that. Maybe you'll make it. Maybe you'll make it on the air. I don't know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program. Where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.